שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אמונה.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We are in excerpt number 56. The study material is on the site. And in the Arvut system, you should click on the study material button in the upper menu. You can ask questions on the site as well. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
העניין למעלה מהדעת.
The matter of above reason, it's to try to reach actions that are similar to the Creator. We cannot be like Him because He is in the quality of bestowal only. This is His quality, and we are in the quality of reception as He created us in order for us to be separate from Him, created beings. And if we want to rise to His degree, in order to feel Him, to understand Him, to be in the same state like Him, then we need to build the act of bestowal in us, even though or in above our natural quality of reception. And of course, these things do not occur by themselves, but rather the Creator awakens in us a drive towards that, a disposition, a deficiency in all kinds of different forms to understand, to feel in each and every one in a certain form. The difference between man and the still vegetative and animate is that man is not something that is separate from the still vegetative and animate. He incorporates them on his corporeal, physical level. And in that, he's not superior to the animate degree. He belongs to the animals. However, he has an additional form that enables him to be on the degree of the Creator. And that ascent doesn't affect in him any changes on the degrees of the still vegetative and animate. He remains a human being, like all human beings in this world. However, what happens to him is that he acquires a new quality, the quality of bestowal. And it's not the quality of bestowal as it exists on the animate level that we see also in animals and also in the vegetative, in plants, and even in the still, we don't understand it, but we can discover that there is some emission, mutual bestowal to each other, even also in the still vegetative and animate. However, on the degree of Adam, it's not on the degrees where a person behaves like the still vegetative and animate in his mutual bestowal on the level of his ego, but rather above his ego. And here, it's already a problem. Because just to give someone else like that, we're capable of that. We just need to show ourselves to see how worthwhile that is. And then instead of receiving, we can give, even though this giving is not really called giving, but rather a person sees some profit in it, a corporeal or internal or psychological gain. But just to give, disconnected from himself, that we don't understand. This is not ever felt in us. And here we need to learn, how do you do that? Because to disconnect from the level of the animate and reach the degree of the speaking, the degree of Adam, who is similar to the Creator, that is not simple. Bit by bit, through all kinds of actions, peripheral actions that we try to do, by that we awaken the reforming light, and it works on us, and it does some work inside of us. We don't quite know what actions it performs. We are only the created beings. And so the actual actions of the Creator, we don't really understand them or feel them. We only get the consequences of His actions. This is why we are called created beings. So what do we need to see? To see the results that we suddenly understand a little bit more in actions of bestowal, in actions of connection, in actions of rising above our ordinary nature to some extent. And in this way, we need to intend for it, that we will feel it, that we will understand it, that we will carry out such actions. Certainly, we're not capable of doing it on our own because we have no means, no forces with which to perform actions of acts of bestowal. But if we perform connections between us, even artificial ones, however, nevertheless, there is in them something in overcoming above our ego. And if we turn to the Creator to take part with us and to perform acts of bestowal together with us, then it happens. Another effort and another effort, and then it happens. This is what we need to carry out. Actually, it's as if the problem is not so complicated. To try to perform acts of connection, acts of bestowal, and hope that some upper force of love and bestowal and connection will take part together with us and will let us actually do it. However, because our ego, our nature is the opposite of connection, and maybe it allows us to have some external connection, but not an internal one. And we can see how inside we are very much in contrast to that, we're the opposite of that. So we need to try together to carry out such actions as much as possible that are more and more true each time, and to ask of the Creator that He will take part with us, that He will participate. Let's hope that it will happen. However, it is all done through two actions: our effort towards connection, in order to discover in the connection the essence of the connection, which is the Creator, and turning to the Creator to be revealed and to help us inside of our efforts, so that ultimately we will discover ourselves as connected through this force called the Creator, that He will dwell among us. So let's advance according to our excerpts, and we will understand better and better what we have ahead of us. All in all, this is the path, this is our work, and we need to reach the complete connection, which is called the end of correction, the end of the correction of the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon that we have before us as our place of work. Please.
Faith above reason, excerpt number 56. There is the matter of above reason. This is regarded as wanting to walk with his eyes shut, meaning that although reason and the senses do not understand what our sages tell us, they assume upon them faith in the sages and say that we must take upon ourselves faith in the sages. As it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses. Without faith, nothing can be achieved in spirituality.
Yes, that we need to accept this work, as it says also, as a donkey, as an ox to the burden and donkey to the load, meaning without any calculations. This is what we have in order to rise from the degree of the beast to the degree of Adam, man. And therefore, we have to perform these actions of connection, actions of coming closer, and then according to our effort, as much as we will try to do that, we will see what we are lacking, and then we turn to the Creator and we ask. Certainly, it's impossible to turn to Him before we make efforts, because this is not customary even in our world, to cry out and ask for something that is needless. But if we truly want to connect as much as possible, as much as we can depict to ourselves, then we need to try more and more and more. And where we see that we cannot, then we should establish ourselves in a prayer, in a common request, a correct, a strong one, as much as possible, and turn to the Creator. And then certainly this deficiency will be received in the general vessel, and it will work against the entire shattering, and it will force the Creator to be revealed, this as a common force between us that is connecting us. All in all, this is what we need to do in order to later on to start to actualize what it says in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, in the study of the Ten Sefirot. There it already talks about the actions, the operations of the will to receive, that has over it, over that will to receive, a restriction, so that one doesn't use the will to receive. But and above the restriction, it already has a masach, a screen, so that it can work with its will to receive in the opposite form, in order to bestow, in order to connect with others. And the degree of connection between the pieces of the will to receive, connecting, trying to connect into one desire, that actually builds in us a partsuf. This is how we advance towards a greater and greater and greater partsuf that will include within it all of the created beings, all the souls. Kiev 1.
Yes, Rav.
In building this partsuf, does it happen precisely in faith above reason?
Sure. How else? You are not so aware yet how much this topic of faith above reason is the primary topic, the principal one. That by that, by you wanting to reach operations in faith above reason, you want to rule your will to receive, which is the created being, through the force of the Creator, which is the force of Binah, faith, and to build the broken will to receive that was given to us in advance, in order for us to connect out of it pieces that are connected, whole. And they will be called a partsuf, olam, a world, reality. And if we don't put them together, then first of all, we don't feel, we don't see, we don't identify the will to receive, because we can detect it, identify it only on the condition that it resembles the Creator, that it becomes a created being. Otherwise, spirituality cannot be detected. It's not felt.
Вот этот парцуф и контакт с Творцом в этом парцуфе.
This parcuf, the contact with the Creator in this parcuf. What does it depend on? The depth of the will to receive and above it, faith above reason?
Yes, precisely. As much as we have a greater will to receive, the Creator awakens it gradually, because all in all, through the upper light that shines upon us, and out of that, the will to receive awakens layer after layer, so that we will be able to feel it and ask for corrections over it, meaning that the upper light will come also, and it will give us the possibility to work with these separate parts and connect them as one man in one heart in order to bestow. That's it.
Вот можете сказать, пожалуйста, вот какая должна быть дельта вот эта между?
Can you say what should be the delta, the gap between the will to receive and faith above reason, so that the contact with the Creator will happen?
A minimal one. A minimal one. We nevertheless cannot measure it. We cannot measure it. You're saying the following. I have a desire, and this egoistic, it's an egoistic desire. So how this egoistic desire in which I perceive reality, I need to connect the parts of this desire together in order to feel in this connected desire the higher reality. And the force that is connecting those pieces, those separate pieces together, which is the Creator. So I can't tell you which one, which is it, because you don't have it. This is still called, of you, the coarseness of Shoresh, root, root level, root phase, minimal one. Whatever is revealed in each and every one, it is revealed according to his nature. If I, according to my nature, cannot lift more than, let's say, 5 kilograms, you, according to your nature, maybe you can lift 50 kilograms. So to each and every one, it is measured from above according to the reforming light in a personal, unique manner. Individually. This is how it happens. Today we have Tel Aviv 1. What is that?
Good morning, Rav. You explain to us that we have to make an effort. Our effort should be toward connection, explicitly toward connection. Now, we, in our work, learn, and we're told to exalt the friends and give them gifts and ask the Creator to participate in this effort with us often. But I guess we're not doing it correctly because it's not, we don't feel that we're breaking through in the connection. So we feel connected as one man with one heart. So where is our mistake that we're not succeeding in connecting despite everything?
We want to connect, however, our desire is still inside of the will to receive. But we want to connect in our will to receive and not above it. Not on a level where we will rise above our desires to receive, and we will want to be in order to bestow mutually. That I, at least to some extent, will want to think about the friends and not about myself. That I will think about the group, about the form in which we're all connected, and none of us belongs to himself. The moment that we will start to think in this direction of our common point of connection, we will start to move, to come closer to that state, then we will understand what does it mean to be on the degree of bestowal above reception, or in other words, in faith above reason. and then we will succeed. It's happening. We're coming closer to that state. However, we still have to do a few additional operations. Mostly it's inner self-persuasion of each one and all of us together. This is what we have to do. And there is already a little bit of that in each and every one. However, it's still not working internally, truly, even to a small degree. It will happen. It will happen. This is the hardest state because we are entering an action for the very first time. It's a breakthrough. This is why it's called crossing the barrier. Later on, inside, it will be easier and easier for us there. There, it's already a matter of degrees, and we will understand and feel each time how we are advancing. Believe me that it is possible and it's close, and we are going to do it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But don't jump above all of this, but rather truly stand on that, that we need to connect between us internally. We have to become connected in such a connection so that we will feel that this connection is truly shared among us. This is what we need to attain, to want, to move towards that. And then we will start to feel what the spiritual degree truly is. And out of the connection between us, even on the very first degree, we will already have a certain perception, well, not attainment, but you can call it attainment, of what does spirituality mean? What does it mean to see reality in the light of bestowal, not in the light of reception? It's a great difference. It's like being born, truly, to a new world.
Thank you very much, Rav.
PT 5.
Thank you. From this excerpt, it seems like to come to an order to above reason, Rabash places at the center of our practical work, unequivocally, this concept of faith in the sages.
Well, of course, how can we advance if we don't carry out what the sages say? Yes.
Clear. What's the relation between faith in the sages and faith above reason? What is the difference between them? Faith in the sages becomes above reason. How do they work together?
This is not a simple topic. Thank you for asking. I need to choose for myself a guide, which is Bala Sulam and Rabash. You can later add to them Ramchal, the Ari, Rashbi, certainly. But what is closest to us, those who help us in every step on the way, it's Bala Sulam and Rabash. They are actually two which are as one degree. Bala Sulam is the gar of the degree and Rabash is the zat of the degree, the top three and bottom seven. When Rabash is passing to us the words of Bala Sulam, and we trust them, we take that. Besides that, there are other books that they seemingly also recommend to us, like Ma'or Vashemesh, Light and Sun, many, many books, but nevertheless, it's not worthwhile for us to bring ourselves into all kinds of other books, because this will scatter our point of vision. It's better for us to be connected to a single source, which is Bala Sulam and Rabash. And in that way, we will advance. What else did you want to ask, Amit?
I wanted to understand the relation between faith in the sages and faith above reason. How does one engender the other?
Faith in the sages is a part of the faith above reason. That I take the words of the sages, which I determine to myself that those for me are my guides, and I am holding on like a little one holding on to the hand of the grown-up, and I grab hold of him and I don't let go of him, because I see also that I am in an ocean of strange, all kinds of foreign forces, and I might be mistaken, I might get lost and not attain the goal. And so I hold on to the hand of the grown-up, and I simply follow him, just like a child or a baby follows the grown-up. He doesn't know which way, he doesn't understand, but he knows that if he's going to hold on to his hand, that's how it should be, naturally. This is how it's rooted in us. And this is how we need to be. This is called faith in the sages, that just like the little child follows the grown-up, so we have to follow what they wrote in their books, even though we have many things that we don't understand, and we have criticism out of our ego. And this is how we should advance. The most important is patience, persistence on the path, because there are many states in which we don't understand, we are seemingly opposite them, we don't want to accept them, and we need to give time to each and everything to settle in. And the most important is to stay connected tight with only those sources. And there are also many, I don't want to say anything, but there are such people who go to multiple places, multiple sources, let's say to study Kabbalah, to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. I don't know, I never connect to listen or see what is being taught and in what form and how in other places. I never read any books or anything from other sources, other places. I am connected only to my teachers, to Rabash, and through him to Baal HaSulam. It's enough for me that I spent 12 years next to Rabash, almost day and night, and I don't think that there is anyone who can deny that from those times. And this, for me, is the source. I'm not going to replace that source. And I drink from that well. Therefore, this is what I recommend to everyone. You can go and choose and do whatever you want. God forbid, I'm not forbidding it to anyone. However, ultimately, in the end, I recommend that you stop somewhere, choose someone. As it says, there are many ways to the place. So stop and stay with someone and don't jump around, because this makes it very difficult for the person to reach his correction.
What characterizes correct faith in the sages? What does it mean to take upon yourself faith in the sages?
It's that I continue on the path with the same teacher, with the same books, same sources, whatever may come. Because whatever may come, it comes to me from my ego, and I only want to correct it. Now, you can say, but from where do I know where I am? Maybe I'm not in the right place, and I'm holding on to it as though it is the right place, and I simply keep going. Here, there's nothing you can do. If we continue on the path and we want to be in it with our heart, with the internality of our heart, in spite of all the obstacles, the difficulties, the confusions, then all in all, the Creator corrects it. The Creator will correct it.
In order to adopt the perspective of the Creator, as you said, to see reality through the mind of bestowal, as we spoke yesterday about looking at reality from the perspective of the Creator, is it correct to kind of exercise, to practice, to think how love would relate to it, how love would think?
How can you know?
I can't know, but maybe that's the meaning of faith above reason or faith in the sages. Should we practice it, exercise it? Is this correct?
I'll tell you. I arrived to Rabash at 1979. And since then, when I came to him, and I received there a certain number of lessons, even in the very first lesson. In the very first lesson, I remember that I received this feeling that I'm touching the truth, that I was yearning for my whole life, and now suddenly it opens up for me. It's not that I understood it or I felt something, but that this is precisely that point that I wanted to hear so much, that I wanted to feel. And since then, I am in that same state, in the same state. I can only pass to you my inspiration. Certainly, there were times of disregard. Well, almost, maybe I can't call it disregard, but nevertheless, falls, descents of various kinds. But I didn't discover, I personally didn't discover any source, any place that can bring us to the truth. There are many ways, and they speak about them a lot, and Kabbalists do not disqualify it. They don't disqualify it. Even inside Kabbalah, you have Mizrahi Kabbalah, Western Kabbalah, the Kabbalah of the Ari, or many kinds of Kabbalah. And they all speak the same words, but in different styles, different approaches. And therefore, I think that for a modern person, men and women, what Bala Sulam and Rabash did, we have no replacement for that, no substitute. Or as Bala Sulam says, that from the moment that we receive the revelation of the Ari, in the wisdom of Kabbalah and the servitude of the Creator through the Baal Shem Tov, then we have no other sources by which we can reach the Creator. And so the Ari Baal Shem Tov in our time is Bala Sulam and Rabash, who are passing on to us the wisdom of Kabbalah, that's from the Ari, or from Bala Sulam, who improved it, opened it up more, and the servitude of the Baal Shem Tov through Rabash. This is how we hold on, and in truth, you don't have other sources that are more stable, more established. I heard that today there are many, they even write about the Zohar, all kinds of explanations, sweet interpretations, but I don't think that in that there is something to delve in or to talk about.
Maybe a final question, Rav, from a little different angle, if possible, because it's really interesting, this topic. We learn that Bala Sulam says that in the last generation, anyone can remain in his own religion. Yesterday we mentioned it. One of the central thing about any religion is that it's got its own sages, and a religious person believes only in his own sages, in the sages of his own religion. So how does that combine? Because in the end, you have to have sages that only they know how to lead the world.
But you see that in spite of that, Bala Sulam himself writes that each one can remain in his religion.
Yes, so how will it work?
Where is that excerpt? Dudi, can you bring it?
Yeah, it's in the last generation, they're bringing it.
Yeah, he writes that in the end, that's how it will be. I'll tell you. We need to see in all of the faiths and religions, in all of these things, different styles of a person who is searching for the upper force. I'm not talking about a common people, the masses where millions come and they cry out, and they perform certain rituals, but rather I'm talking about people, that each and every one wants to do it in different forms. So just like we have a lot of differences in our characters, in our perception, and we still don't understand and we don't know how to correctly arrange each and every person in a certain square slot, because for that we would need to see the entire soul of Adam Rishon and where each and everyone is, and then out of his personal individual place, how does he connect with the others, what does he receive from them, what does he add to them. We don't yet know how to do that. We will know that only at the end of correction. And so each and every one has his own path. Our general path is how to connect all of us together. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about. And therefore, it is the foundation of all of these approaches to the Creator. All in all, this is what we see from reality. And this is the foundation for everyone, for everything. As much as I talked, well, not a lot, but still here and there with people who understand religions, I even traveled to Europe, to England, to the United States. I'm not even talking about India and all of those things. No. In our time, certainly, there isn't anyone who can explain how we approach the connection with the upper force in a way that is more clear, more scrutinized, more practical, for each and everyone, and for everyone together, above all the differences between us, the corporeal differences, like the wisdom of Kabbalah. And especially what we are studying right now. This is the center of this wisdom. How to rise to the degree of faith above reason. How to acquire the force of bestowal.
Peter 3.
In our 10, we read the articles of Rabash every evening, paragraph after paragraph, and we see that this is something very relevant, very actual. We feel it, that it's the right timing, it's very strong. We don't quite dissect it, try to explain it. We are afraid of this, and also there's not enough time. but there's truly this great inspiration, but it passes quickly and hardly nothing remains. So how can we reinforce this impression? Or maybe it's good that it just passes by and disappears.
First of all, the fact that it leaves is very good. If it stayed, it wouldn't be good. We are going through states at a higher frequency. It's a good sign. It's a sign of progress. So every state, according to spirituality, doesn't have more than being there for a minute, a second, and it disappears, and you have to work again and again and again. So we constantly have to shift to higher and higher frequencies in all the changing states, and you have to get used to it. This is how you come to a state where you constantly connect until you are connected completely. It's not today, it's after all the corrections. You will be connected completely in a corrected vessel. Until then, every time you will fall and rise, and that's a sign of making progress. That's it. Tel Aviv 3.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. How are you? How is everyone?
How is it going in the Air Force?
I hope it's good nowadays. I see many good things, although I'm not so much connected to it anymore.
Yes, of course, I understand.
My question is,
I worked with him together in the squadron.
Are the concerns of a person and the actions that he does in relation to what is happening in the world or in Israel, in different areas, politics, economy, as it says, I dwell among my own people. Does that harm his spiritual path? Sometimes it feels as though we need to you engage in the study of the Torah, and any other time that you waste on anything else, it's like it's a hindrance. What do you think?
Bit by bit, according to our advancement in spirituality, so we will be able to feel. If we should remain in corporeality in this manner or that manner, so let's leave it. The important thing for us is to be in the morning lesson during the day to connect to. With one another, to read something several times from the sources we choose, and that's how we will advance. And whatever happens around is all, it will go according to how we advance. We will advance and the world will advance. Don't worry about it.
I agree, and this is clear. The question is, so it doesn't hinder it, but because this world exists. Even if it's virtual or not real or...
Nothing hinders the other. We just need to simply keep going on our path.
Look, because I've been on this path even longer than you, relatively, I mean. Since 2007, today we're in 2021, I've even more years than you. But, you know, I split my time and do things that are also happening in the world. I'm interested, I get upset, I try to do things in order to, and so on. Okay, sorry, I don't want to speak too much about it. But.
Very well.
Have a great day, everyone.
Dudi, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's sing a song together and then continue.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his presence. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside your sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love.
So
we have the two quotes that you mentioned about the religious forms of all of the nations, so maybe we should advance to faith above reason. Can I hear you? Okay. So we'll start with the quote you mentioned from the writings of the last generation. Bala Sulam writes, "The religious form of all of the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other to the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in love your friend as yourself. One will not take pleasure in society more than a struggling friend." This should be the all-encompassing religion for all nations.
Religion. So this is what he calls religion.
But besides that, every nation can follow its own religion and its own tradition, and one must not interfere with the other.
Yeah, because they really don't belong. It's a kind of things you receive from generation to generation. That's the way it was customary, and that's it. So when they came, they came from the past. Even to bow before something, and gradually those things are cancelled. We see it from our history. Yes, Dudi?
And there's another quote that reinforces what you mentioned before, Bala Sulam, from letter 38. "I will tell you, as I heard from the Admo of Kalshin, in the earlier times, one had to first obtain all seven external teachings called the seven maidens that serve the king's daughter, as well as terrible mortifications. And yet, not many gained favor in the eyes of the Creator."
But still, many people went for it, and we see it today as well. Some people beat themselves up or fast or torment themselves in all kinds of ways. It was customary because they thought that by this, and you can't deny that by this too, we can deal with our ego. But
since we have been rewarded with the teachings of the Ari and the work ways of the Baal Shem Tov, it is truly possible for anyone. And the above preparations are no longer necessary.
Yeah, we don't need torments and all kinds of physical afflictions, but only the reforming light through our study, through the connection between us. This will tend to us, take care of us. But still, there are all kinds of forms. We just need to understand that they came to us from past generations, because in the end, the wisdom of Kabbalah isn't that many, doesn't have that many years. What, 6,000 years, even less, just only from Adam HaRishon. And some even go back earlier. Okay, so what have we got now?
Internet.
So internet first.
John Africa, Shoel.
John from Africa is asking, how do we make that the right distinction and scrutiny between faith above reason and rituals? I guess religious rituals.
It's very difficult. First of all, we need to understand that, first there was the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then because they engaged in it, they dealt with it, and they engaged in it in a way that not everyone could connect and enter faith above reason, they started doing all kinds of exercises, practices, actions or activities from which religions came. So what we need to do is only follow the teaching and the reforming light that we can draw through the study and the participation in the group according to what Baal HaSulam writes to us in the study and according to what Rabash tells us about the group. We don't need anything else. But back in the days and even before, there were all kinds of interpretations and changes, and who knows, look how many schools came out from the Baal Shem Tov.
Regarding the reading of books from other sources besides Baal HaSulam and Rabash, is it okay to read from those that they respected, like the Kabbalists from Kotsk, or Vashemesh, Light and Sun, Yoshir Divrei Emet?
Well, the truth is, you can read it, of course. Those authors are holy. They were all in pure bestowal. Mao Vashemesh, Yosha Divrei Emet, names of books. I don't want to really elaborate on these sources because we don't have much of an interest in that. If we delve into what Rabash and Baal HaSulam write for us, it is absolutely enough for us, absolutely sufficient for us to cover all the basics we need in order to rise to correction. So it's not worthwhile, although Mao Vashemesh, Baal HaSulam himself had the highest respect for this book. There are many books, normally Melech, but I don't think we should. We are on the path in times that are advancing us too much. So we should advance together with the time.
From Mark 26, in which egoistic desires of the friends we can use in order to add a common prayer to the ten.
We need to take all the desires in all the people in the group, the bad ones, the good ones. Let's say I have 10 friends in the group, all 10, with all their desires and thoughts and everything they have. I don't distinguish and don't scrutinize anything in anyone. I want all of us, with everything that's in us, to ascend to a degree where the upper light dresses in us. The Creator will fill us with His light, with His power of bestowal, and will give us the ability, only through the power of mutual bestowal, to connect among us, and in this way come to a state where all of us are incorporated in Him, are devoted to Him. This is all we want. And I don't care about anything else. The goal basically sanctifies the means.
Last question. From Unity 2, how do we reach the softening of the hearts right now in this lesson?
Through prayer, each and every day, through our prayer during the study. And Rabash and Baal HaSulam also write that the prayer is mainly through the study. Then we raise our requests. This is what helps. Baal Tiyah 4.
Спасибо, Рав. Вера выше знания все-таки пробуждает.
Thank you, Rav. In faith above reason,
помехи.
Still, how do we relate to disruptions that we get on the path?
I don't understand why faith above reason arouses criticism. What criticism? Criticism in order to polish, hone faith above reason to make it more concise, more clear. But what could be more than that? We need to constantly wash ourselves up with these terms, faith above reason, until it permeates us and gives us some sort of an impression that it is Bina, the power of bestowal, that is above the force of reception, and we want to begin to receive some sort of connection to Bina, to bestowal, and not remain connected only to the force of Malchut, the force of reception, the force of reason, but rather faith above reason, so as to have those two discernments, and then we'll be able to distinguish between them and build our reality between the two of them. When we rise to faith above reason, and then by this we cause our reason to grow as well, until when? Until it rises to Bina. And then we have to raise Bina even higher. And then Malchut rises even more. And in this way, precisely through reason, we rise to faith above reason every time. By the force of reception growing in us, we rise into the force of bestowal.
Можно объяснить так, что критика это является как бы левой стороной.
Can we explain it by saying that criticism is the left line,
левая как бы,
and faith is the right line, so that the left line elevates the right line?
Have it this way, but I still don't recommend for you to build all kinds of systems of your own. It will confuse you. Take something from what is written.
Eat a free.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rab. Cosa sono i desideri cattivi degli amici?
What are the desires of the friends? The bad
desires?
The evil desires of the friends.
Raim.
evil, bad desires. I don't know. All our desires are bad before they are corrected. And what seems today as good will seem tomorrow as bad. It depends how we see it, how we understand it.
Woman Internet.
Let's move on to the Women Internet.
The question from Moscow is the ascent in above reason should be accompanied with rejection, opposition, and lack of desire to move to a place where a different force is now controlling me?
We need to scrutinize it. Next question.
A question from PT 38. When we receive faith in the sages, immediately we take huge responsibility over everything, everyone. What helped you take on such a huge responsibility for the advancement of humanity?
We can hear you.
Again, from PT 38, when we receive faith in the sages, immediately comes taking on a huge responsibility for everything and everyone. What helped you take on such a huge responsibility for the advancement of humanity?
What helped me? I couldn't hear well.
Yes, what helped you take responsibility for the whole world? When you get faith in the sages, you understand from that that the whole world depends on us, on our work. So what helped you take such responsibility for everyone?
Only that I'm connected to the Creator, and I can bring others to Him. This is why here I'm just a point of connection.
Ken, Vakasha.
Yes, please.
The next question is from Unity 3. Is external unity within the will to receive, does it delay or does it help the internal unity which is above the will to receive?
An
external unity over internal unity? I don't really understand it. Of course, the external unity helps if it works in the same direction. If there's a group that wants to achieve life's purpose, and that's why it connects more internally in order to discover the spiritual, real purpose of life, and it is possible only by connecting among us, and out of the connection among us we begin to attain the one force, so we become as one, and to that extent we will discover the Creator, because the Creator is one for everyone. So the more we connect, the more we can discover the form of unification. What it means that there is none else besides Him, that He is one in His name, one. To be one, the concept of one. And then we discover it. But we discover it out of the connection between us, and precisely by being so different, yet wanting to be connected, we discover the unity, the connection on top of the separation, the remoteness.
A question from Latin 20. The more the faith in the sages grows, do we get better insights?
Of course, then we know Kabbalists better and what they went through and what they discovered. All in all, we follow them and discover what they discovered. Yes. It's on the same path. So much so that we begin to know, to feel the Kabbalists, each of them, what he had in all the states we go through. That too. Yes.
Mark 36. How does the connection in the 10 help us understand what is good and what is bad?
Connection in the 10 is called good. And remoteness and disconnection from each other in the 10 is called bad. And only between connection and disconnection, between good and bad, do we discover reality as it is written, and you will be as God, knowing good and bad. Because only between the two of them, connection and disconnection, can we feel reality. And this reality is the Creator.
Question for Moscow 8 and Mark 25. How is it possible to understand that we are already connected and the joy comes out of connection and not from the ego?
We need to come to a state where on top of our connection, the reforming light comes down on our connection, the upper light, and it fills us, at least to some extent. And then we will appreciate connection, but we will have to work to receive this connection and the light that is revealed in it, only in order to advance through, to be sanctified through it, to be even more bestowing, and God forbid to take it for our own pleasure. There are additional corrections here that we will have to learn.
How do we check that?
We will come to it. They want to jump to that already. First, we should want to come to connection and reveal the sweetness that exists in connection. Yes, please.
Mark 36, what can give us a point that we can lean on in the work of bestowal if we feel that there is no wholeness in that work?
In the work of bestowal, we have wholeness, except we cannot recognize it. This is why we need to be in two states. One state is when I make bestowal, I do it. At the same time, I feel that I am not enjoying the connection and the bestowal. This is how we advance. And we will have one opposite the other. The most important is to constantly renew the states.
Rus 6, he and his name is one. What is that unity?
He
is one and his name one. It means we have a vessel, which is called he. And the light in it is his name. And the light is revealed only according to the qualities of the vessels, the attributes of the vessels.
That's it for the time being.
Very well. Dudi, where are we?
In excerpt 57?
Oh boy, we haven't done anything. Okay, why don't we go through at least one more?
Excerpt 57. When a person wants to understand the path of the sages, they tell us that we must follow them with our eyes shut. Otherwise, dust will enter. That is, something unimportant is called dust, meaning that there cannot be a greater loneliness than this. Since man was given reason and intellect in order to understand everything according to the intellect, and here we are told to walk by accepting faith in the sages. And the person wants to understand this path. And since as long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad. But must accept everything the way the sages determined for us. Otherwise, dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to go forward. But when we do not criticize the words of the sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with knowledge or reason of Kedusha, holiness. This is so because the whole reason why we need to go above reason is that we are immersed in self-love. And through faith above reason, we're rewarded with vessels of bestowal.
And by feeling how much we are in vessels of reception, for lack of choice, we rise to faith above reason. This is how we advance through on in steps, the left side and the right side.
Again, except 57. When a person wants to understand the path of the sages, they tell us that we must follow them with our eyes shut. Otherwise, dust will enter. That is, something unimportant is called dust, meaning that there cannot be a greater lowliness than this. Since man was given reason and intellect in order to understand everything according to the intellect, and here we are told to walk by accepting faith in the sages, and the person wants to understand this path. And since as long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad, but must accept everything the way the sages determined for us. Otherwise, dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to move forward. But when we do not criticize the words of the sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with knowledge or reason of Kedusha. This is so because the whole reason why we have to go above reason is that we are immersed in self-love. Hence, through faith above reason, we are rewarded with vessels of bestowal.
It's not simple what's written here. I don't think we will have many questions about it. We will try to understand it during the day, maybe, and tomorrow you will ask. In the meantime, I would still read some more. 58.
Excerpt 58. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and knowledge into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not. They have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing that I need is to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim, the vessels of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I'm satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
Okay, I see that people have disconnected from this. So, Dudi, what are we going to?
We have the preface, and you have made me.
Okay, so first, let's move on to you have made me in behind and before, because it's closer to these excerpts, and then the preface.
So let's go to the next part and sing a song first.
Doesn't matter where we came from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart we sing the song, marching hand in hand. One by one we're entering the palace of the king. Side by side in harmony we sing. Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again. Say goodbye to trouble, bid farewell to pain. Come and see our brothers reach and touch your soul.